Now, I'm joined in the studio by Sean Irwood. Is that right?
That's the one.
Do you know what? I can't even read my writing this morning. Who's a local engagement officer from St. Francis Hospice.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's great to see you because you were in a little while ago, weren't you?
I was, yeah. We've done many of these now, haven't we?
Yes.
I love it.
First person to see the Christmas tree that I've done.
I have.
And marks out of 10.
Yeah. Do you know what? I give it a 7.
Thank you.
I give it a 7.
with the materials that I had, Sean. There we go. It's coming up to the festive season.
We are.
You come in today to talk about a couple of things, but one of them, which is a fantastic idea, is the Christmas tree recycling.
Yes.
So tell people how it works and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so this year our Christmas tree recycling is back and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And so what we're going to do is in January, so on the 6th, the 7th, the 8th and the 9th, we and all of our volunteers will be out collecting your trees. So after Christmas, the tree's always there, isn't it? And you think to yourself, what can I do with this?
Yep.
So all you need to do is go on to www.sfh.org.uk/tree. And what we'll do is we'll take away that tree for you for a donation for patient care. So that's why, and I just want everyone to know that we're out collecting on the dates of the 6th, the 7th, the 8th and the 9th. And it raises a huge amount of money for the patient care.
And as you said, it's all done by volunteers. So all of the
all
money, it's not going to be going towards trucks or because
no,
you've got volunteers that are doing
volunteers.
That as well, which is amazing.
It's fantastic. It's the best. And after Christmas, obviously, you come back to work and it just lifts up everything again, especially at St. Francis Hospice.
Yeah.
And you see everyone smiling because they all know that everything is going to that vital care.
So you can give a donation as much as you can. It's real Christmas trees only.
Real Christmas trees only.
And you would just leave them
outside. And we'll come and collect them for you.
Excellent. What a fantastic idea. And as Sean says, all the money raised goes to St. Francis Hospice. None of it is going towards petrol or drivers or anything else because they've given up their time. So bless all of those people as well doing it because it's amazing.
It's amazing. We have quite a few areas this time. So we're going out into Brentwood. We've got Havering, Hornchurch, Upminster, all of our areas. We're trying to get out there as much as possible because, you know, it's a great way to collect trees. It's a great way to also make money. And as I say, everything goes into that patient care. And I think that every volunteer on that day knows that, and they strive to get as many trees as possible because they know the importance of it.
We're talking about the shops and volunteering.
Yeah, so our shops this Christmas have gone all out. If you go into one of our shops, you'll see so many gifts that you could possibly buy for your friends, your family, anyone that you'd like to buy a gift for. And as I keep saying, the best thing is that every donation goes into that patient care. And our shops generate so much income. Every day, a bulk of our income comes from the shops because there's so many different ones. You've got Christmas shop, you've got furniture shop, you've got general shops, and there's so many of them in all the catchment areas of Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge, and some parts of West Essex. Mm. But to run them, they're all volunteer-based. So something I was really wanting to put out today is that we are looking for volunteers, any age, to come along. And if you'd like to volunteer in one of our shops, please do. It'd be great to come and meet you. And once you're a part of our hospice family, you're there for life.
Yeah.
So it would be fantastic to have as many volunteers there to keep income down and also to spread the Christmas cheer about St. Francis Hospice.
If somebody was to work in one of the shops, can they say, I've got maybe 2 hours?
The best thing about volunteering is that they can give their time for as long as they want.
Yeah.
So if they want to do 5 minutes or if they want to do 4 hours, they can.
Mm.
It's whatever they can do to help that support and support us in any way they can. You know, there's many things that we get donated to our shops. So a lot of them come in black bags and they go through the black bags and they pick up the good stuff. And anything that's, you know, might not be able to be used on a shop floor, we sell for rag.
Oh, right.
So we get donations either way, and either way we're generating income for patient care.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, yeah.
Oh, good. So you've got, as you said, you've got a few shops, and if people do want to get involved, again, go and have a look at the website.
Yes.
And if you fancy, one of my friends, actually, she retired. She's quite young and she's retired, and she actually works in a charity shop. And she said she loves it when all the stuff comes in. She said, and invariably, she said, I'll see something. I was like, can I buy that? can I buy that? Because she knows I like little the old-fashioned glasses and stuff, you know, things like that. But she just said the people that come in, and the chats she has with people, all different people, she said it's really it's just great fun.
It's a great way to socialise as well. And as I say, like once you walk through those doors, whether it's a shop or at the hospice itself, you become part of our hospice umbrella, meaning that you're family to us. So, you know, everyone that walks through those doors, it's like you're walking into a big home. Mm. And it's so warm, it's so nice, and everyone smiles. And that's the best thing about the shops and the hospice itself, is that everyone smiles because they love the job they do.